In this bulletin, criticism of the federal government's plan to fund the development of low-emissions technologies. Pledges made at the COP26 summit so far put the world on track for more than 2 degrees of warming. And in sport, Hawthorn players and staff are isolating after midfielder Finn McGuinness tested positive for COVID-19. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The Greens say they'll fight tooth and nail to stop the federal government from using taxpayers' money to fund the development of carbon capture and storage technology. The government is trying to change the law to allow Australia's Green Bank to invest in the controversial technology under a $1 billion fund. It would give the Clean Energy Finance Corporation an additional $500 million to help fund small-scale startups considered too risky for private finance. But Greens leader Adam Bandt says it's much cheaper to keep coal and gas in the ground and focus on renewable energy.
Carbon capture and storage is a total scam, and the public should not be paying for it. These billionaire tax-dodging corporations do not need public handouts. The Greens will fight this carbon capture and storage move from the government tooth and nail.
The United Nations says emissions pledges made at the COP26 climate conference will likely do little to slow global warming, calling on world leaders to sharply accelerate their greenhouse gas cuts this decade. Nations have presented a range of new and enhanced commitments in recent weeks as the UN Climate Summit sets its sight on limiting temperature rises to 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial levels. COP26 President Alok Sharma says the UN's environment program analysis shows that some progress has been made at the conference so far, but clearly not enough.
Parties have come to the table with a can-do attitude, and we have agreed substantive outcomes on a range of issues, from gender to agriculture, but we still have a lot to do. And frankly, on some vital issues, there is still too far between us. And so these next few days, we are absolutely going to need to see a change in gear.
Firefighters and bushfire survivors from Australia, Canada, Turkey and the US have made statements at COP26 to remind world leaders of the catastrophic toll of global warming. Bushfire survivors have shared their stories of losing property and fearing for their lives, while urging all governments to take significant steps to cut emissions this decade. Head of Research at the Climate Council, Dr. Simon Bradshaw, says Australia has been a point of difference among international peers for not committing to stronger 2030 targets. He says many people at COP26 can't understand why the Australian government continues to support fossil fuel industries when the country has a great natural capacity for generating wind and solar power.
When you ask anyone here what they think of when they think of Australia and climate change, they immediately think of bushfires, because the Black Summer fires in particular are not only seared into our memories, they were seen by millions of people around the world, and people will also have heard of the damage to the Great Barrier Reef. So there's this recognition of the enormous vulnerability Australia faces from climate change.
To sport, young Hawthorn midfielder Finn McGuinness has become the first male AFL player to test positive for COVID-19 in almost 18 months. The 20-year-old got tested on Tuesday after waking up with symptoms and subsequently returned a positive result. All of his close contacts are isolating and are awaiting results. Hawthorn says all players are either fully vaccinated or scheduled to have their second dose soon. Well, now tomorrow's weather: Perth, sunny and 25, Adelaide showers, 19, Melbourne, a possible late shower, 18 degrees, Hobart, a shower or two, 17, Canberra, showers and 21, Wollongong, similar conditions, 18, Sydney, showers as well, 21, Newcastle, much the same, 21 degrees, Brisbane, showers and a possible storm, 29, Cairns, a possible shower, 33, and Darwin, a possible afternoon storm and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.